Negotiations remain deadlocked in Congress over additional federal assistance to cities and states. Here in Hawaii, the state's chief executive says the state may be forced to furlough workers in the coming months if Congress fails to act. And Governor David Ige isn't pulling any punches when it comes to the state's finances.
We need to get additional federal aid, or else we will have to take dramatic and decisive action to deal with our budget crisis.
That dramatic action could include cuts to existing programs or furloughs for the state workforce. Over the next 2 years, the state is facing a projected budget shortfall of $2.3 billion, and Ige says tax revenue coming in has already dropped by 25%. He's among the chorus of governors across the country asking Congress to provide more money to states. Hawaii received more than $1 billion in grants from Washington as part of the CARES Act rescue package. But that money came with a lot of restrictions. It could only be used to pay for new and unexpected expenses related to the pandemic, things like health screening at airports or rent assistance for workers who were laid off. But now, the state needs money to pay for normal expenses, which cover everything from invasive species control to homeless outreach services. Ige says the state needs at least $1 billion.
The new funds that we would seek would allow us to replace lost revenues and help fund core existing programs that we know our community needs right now.
One option is to borrow that money. State lawmakers already gave Ige approval to take out some $2 billion in loans from the Federal Reserve. But that money isn't free. The Fed charges interest, and with so much uncertainty about the economy and future revenue, the state has to be careful not to overextend its ability to repay borrowed funds. The governor's financial plan includes between $700 million and $1 billion in borrowing, but that would only temporarily prevent furloughs and layoffs.
We would need to implement labor savings if no additional federal funds come before the end of the year.
Ige says he will likely have to make that decision by November if Congress fails to act. Many Republicans in Congress have long said they oppose providing money for states to fund pre-existing expenses, which they call a bailout. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.